Title: Stretch and Amen Style Raga Cut with Crunchy Sampler Texture in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson in the Raga Elements zone of drum and bass production. We're taking one Raga vocal cut, like a single shout or phrase, and we're going to stretch in Amen style, meaning it's got that jungle elasticity, but it still lands tight on the grid like a brick slice. Then we'll push it through a crunchy, old sampler style workflow using only stock Ableton tools, and we're going to resample it, so it really feels like it's been through a machine, not just processed with a clean plug-in chain. By the end, you'll have a playable instrument in a drum rack or sampler, you'll have a print audio workflow that bakes in texture and saves CPU, and you'll have some arrangement moves that make the cut behave like a proper raga chop in a roller, stepper, or jungle-leaning tune. Let's set the stage first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in the 170 to 176 zone is fine, but 174 is a nice middle ground. Turn your grid on and make sure you can quickly flip between 1/16 and 1/32. That's going to matter when we start doing micro edits and nudges. Now create three tracks. One audio note track called Raga Cut Source, one MIDI track called Raga Cut Rack, and another audio track called Resample Print. That separation is a big deal. Source stays clean and reversible. The rack is your playable instrument. The print track is where we commit the vibe. Step 1. Pick and clean the Raga Cut so it slices like a break. Drop your vocal cut into Raga Cut Source. Go to Clip View and turn Warp on. For the first pass, set Warp Mode to Complex Pro, just for editing and intelligibility. Turn Formants on. Set envelope somewhere around 80 to 120, start around 96. Now zoom way in at the very beginning of the sound. Your entire jungle timing life depends on the first transient. Find the exact moment the consonant hits. Think of it like the K, T, or B at the front of the shout. Set your start marker right on that. Not near it. On it. Add a micro fade in. Half a millisecond to maybe 2 milliseconds. This is just click prevention, not softening. If you hear the cut get polite, your fade is too long, then gain stage. Aim for peaks around -6 dB/fs before you start distorting. You want headroom so the crunch feels controlled, not like you accidentally clipped your whole chain. Quick teacher note here, if your cut has a little breath or noise before the word, don't necessarily delete it. A lot of those little lead-ins are part of the authenticity once you start resampling. Instead, keep it in the file, but move your start marker so the timing is grid safe. Later, if you want that breath to appear, you can introduce it with start offset choices or layering. Step 2. Make the cut Amen style stretchable, but still punchy. This is the core concept. We're going to treat the vocal like a drum slice. Tight attack, elastic body, controlled tail. Switch warp mode from complex pro to beats. Set preserve to transients. Set transient loop mode to off, and bring envelope down around 20 to 40%. Lower equals more bite. Higher gets smoother. Now the big mistake people make. They add warp markers everywhere and destroy the groove. Don't do that. Add warp markers only where you need anchors. Anchor the very first transient. Mandatory. Then listen for hard consonants inside the phrase. Any K, T, P, B type moments that must land clearly. Anchor those if they drift. Leave the vowels and the in-between sections to stretch naturally. That's where the elasticity lives. Now try reshaping the clip length so the entire cut lasts exactly an eighth note, then try a quarter note. Listen to what happens. Beats mode will keep it percussive. You'll get a bit of crunchy, choppy texture on the stretch and in jungle. That's not a flaw. That's character. If you want a different type of smear, switch warp to texture mode for a moment. Range size around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Flux 10 to 25. Random 5 to 15. Texture is brilliant for tails that you want to haze out, like a yo, tro, or a one-word chant that should melt into the groove. Here's a powerful approach. Do your main, tight version with beats mode to keep the hit locked, and if you want extra dirt or length, you can later layer a texture processed version as a quieter tail. Hit plus tail, snap plus smear. That's very break-like. Step 3. Put it into a playable drum rack. The classic jungle chop workflow. Right-click the warped clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient is usually the fastest and most authentic. If it overslices, don't fight it for an hour. Go back and place a few warp markers manually, then slice by warp marker instead. The goal is one clean slice for the main shout, plus maybe a few alternate starts or partial syllables you can use as variations. Now you have a drum rack. Find a pad that contains the slice you actually care about, your main raga cut. Step 4. Add crunchy sampler texture using stock Ableton devices. We're not trying to make it modern distorted. We're aiming for that old Akai or Emu kind of vibe. Band limited, mid forward, aliasing in the right places, and slightly unstable. On the pad chain for your main slice. Add this device flow. First, auto filter. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Put cutoff somewhere in the 6 to 12 kHz range. Start at 9 kHz. Add a bit of drive, 2 to 6 dB. Why first? Because old samplers and old recordings didn't have that glossy modern top. Band limiting before you crunch makes the crunch sound believable, and it avoids harshness. Next, saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign if you want smoother. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then compensate output so your level stays sane. Next, redux. This is the crunch box. Set bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits. Start at 12. Downsample around 1.5 to 3. Start at 2.0. Listen to what happens in the upper mids. That aliasing edge is a huge part of the jungle vocal chop sound when it's done right. Then EQ8. High pass around 80 to 150 Hz, because the bass owns the sub and low end in DNB. If it gets harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz. If you want that radio forward presence, add a gentle boost around 1 kHz. Optional. Drum bus. Use it lightly. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20%. Boom basically off. If the vocal lost snap, add a bit of transients, like plus 5 to plus 20. But don't overdo it. We're not making a clicky EDM vocal. We're making a cut that sits with breaks. Finish with utility. Keep width around 80 to 100%. Jungle cuts tend to sit pretty centered, and you can always create width with returns later. Use utility gain to match level across pads so you can perform without volume surprises. Extra sound design trick if you want more believable cheap sampler tone. After distortion, shape the EQ like hardware bandwidth curve. High pass around 120, dip gently around 250 to 500 to reduce box. Add a slight bump around 900 Hz to 1.5 kHz for that mid-forward radio bite, and then roll off above 7 to 10 kHz. Another nasty but controlled trick, boost a little top end before redux, like a small high shelf plus 3 to 6 dB. Then do redux, then low pass afterward. You're basically feeding the aliasing engine, then controlling brightness later. It makes the grit talk without turning into pure fizz. Step 5. Bake it by resampling. This is the print trick, and it's half the vibe. On the resample print audio track, set input to resampling. Arm it. Now record yourself playing the raga cut. Do an 8-bar take where you trigger it in some 1/16 patterns, some 1/8 patterns, maybe a couple triplet feints if you're feeling spicy. Don't worry about perfection. You can edit after. The goal is to capture a performance with the chain baked in. When you're done, consolidate your favorite hits. Command or Control J. Then do a second warp pass on the printed audio. Back in beats mode again. That double sampling is where it starts to feel historically correct. Jungle is a resampling culture. Breaks got sampled, resampled, pitched, re-edited, and every generation left fingerprints. We're recreating that intentionally. Expansion coach move. Commit early, then re-edit like it's a break. Hard trim the start. Add micro fades. Consolidate. Then slice again if needed. The second edit pass gives you that's been through a machine twice feeling that you can't fake with a single clean rack. Step 6. Micro control in simpler so it punches like a break slice. On your pad simpler, set it to one shot. Turn snap on in the sample view, and set start so the first consonant happens instantly when the MIDI note hits. If there's breath before, keep it in the file but push it behind the start point so timing stays tight. Later, you can make alternate versions with slightly different starts for variation. Set fade in 0 to 3 milliseconds. Now shape the volume envelope. Attack at 0. Decay around 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, basically minus infinity, if you want it to behave like a strict one-shot. Release around 30 to 120 milliseconds. For amen feel, the rule is short, controlled tails that don't smear into the next drum transient. Your snare is sacred in DNB. The vocal can be loud, but it can't blur the groove. Advanced trick, control vowel length without changing pitch. In simpler, turn loop on very subtly, just on the tail. Use a very short loop length, a few milliseconds to maybe a few tens of milliseconds. Place the loop point inside a steady vowel. Then use the amp envelope to decide how long the phrase holds. That's an old sampler sustain trick. It can sound more authentic than extreme warping, because it's literally how people used to do it. Even more advanced, use two timing layers, hit versus tail. Duplicate the slice to a second pad. Layer A is your hit. Beats warp. Minimal stretch. Short decay. Layer B is your tail. Texture warp or loop tail sustain. Longer decay. Heavier degradation. Keep layer B 6 to 12 dB quieter. Now you get elasticity without sacrificing the snap. That's the best of both worlds. Step 7. Put it in the arrangement like proper Raga Jungle. Here are a few placements that just work. Snare call hype. Place the cut just before the snare, like a 16th before 2 or 4. That pre-snare shout is instant energy. Or due response. Place it right after the snare, with a tiny offset. If it feels stiff, don't immediately blame the sample. Nudge timing. Try moving the vocal 5 to 15 milliseconds earlier or later depending on the role. Call hits can be slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. Response hits can be slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds. And do that per hit in MIDI, not just global track delay. That's how you get the push-pull of chopped breaks. Build 8-bar structure. Bars 1 to 4, sparse, one cut every 2 bars. Bars 5 to 8, busier, add stutters, maybe a reverse throw. Then repeat the structure, but swap where the fill happens so it feels arranged, not looped. Like put the fill on bar 7 instead of bar 8 next time.